This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Have you lost your minds? Have you lost your minds?
It's what a lot of Delaware County residents are wondering after County Council approved a 23% property tax hike. This, on average, would amount to an extra $15 per month for most homeowners. Council members say the hike is necessary because federal COVID funds have run out and other revenue sources remain flat. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
With a vote of 4-1, council passed the property tax increase in their 2025 budget. And the dozens of residents who spoke at Wednesday's council meeting were none too happy about it.
Just the financial irresponsibility is mind-blowing. It's discouraging to me as a young person because it's disheartening for all the younger people who want to keep Delaware County going and remain in Delaware County.
On average, homeowners in the county will pay $185 more dollars in taxes next year. An increase, County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says, was inevitable after property taxes went nearly a decade without being raised before a 5% increase last year.
Delaware County was underinvested in for many years.
Dr. Taylor says they're developing a real estate tax deferral program.
This program will allow income eligible residents to defer their increase in tax. Simply put, they will pay the same tax rate as was in place last year.
In addition to that program, council is creating a community-based budget commission for next year's budget. This is the recommendation of Council Vice Chair Richard Womack, the lone vote against the property tax increase. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.